This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
This has been a difficult year for thousands of families devastated by disasters across the country. Through it all, the American Red Cross has been stepping in to assist. Local volunteers, who make up 90% of the Red Cross's workforce, responded alongside partners to provide safe refuge, hot meals, emotional support, and basic health services for families devastated by disasters. Thanks to generous donations, this year Red Cross volunteers distributed over $130 million directly to tens of thousands of households recovering from disasters of all sizes, including families still rebuilding after last year's hurricanes Helene and Milton. The need for this support shows no signs of slowing down. In the U.S., Red Cross home fire responses spiked nearly 20% during the holidays. When families face increased fire risks such as cooking and heating, the Red Cross supports some 40,000 people in a typical holiday home fire season. That's one in five of the home fire survivors they help year-round. This holiday season, visit redcross.org to make a financial donation or to give back through volunteering. You can also make an appointment to give blood or platelets. The need for blood is constant, and just like disasters, medical emergencies don't take holidays. Once again, you can visit redcross.org for more information. Tuesday, December 9th, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., there's an adult craft group at the Park Falls Public Library. This is your opportunity to make lighted Christmas punch bowl ornaments, and a $12 donation will help to cover the cost of materials. The crafter will need to provide their own decorations of choice and a glue gun, and this is for people 18 or older. You can inquire at the library to sign up. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, December 9th, from 4 p.m. to 5:30, over at the Park Falls Public Library. A Madison group wants to help all first responders in the state connect with children in crisis. Lisa Hale has more.
When first responders arrive at any scene, whether it be an accident, a criminal arrest, a house fire, or other traumatic event, the most vulnerable people there are the children. Reach a Child is an organization based in Madison dedicated to helping first responders connect with and comfort children in a crisis using books. Kate Mann, Reach a Child Executive Director.
In these reach bags are a variety of books and drawstring bags that the responders will carry in the squad car, the fire trucks, and the ambulances. So when they encounter a child in crisis, they have these valuable resources there and ready to use.
Currently, Reach a Child supplies 350 first responder organizations throughout Wisconsin with the bags. They want to do more.
Our goal is to get all of the first responder departments involved in our program. And I believe there are about 600 different first responder groups in Wisconsin. So
to donate, host a book drive, or submit your first responder organization to receive the Reach bags, visit reachachild.org. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
When you're out driving this time of year, it is inevitable that you will come across a plow truck eventually. Remember, don't crowd the plow. Plows can kick up clouds of snow that create whiteout conditions. They have many large blind spots, and they cannot stop quickly or maneuver easily. Remember to stay a safe distance away and to give them plenty of room to work. They're clearing the roads for your safety. Saturday, December 6th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's a Christmas bazaar over at the Phillips United Methodist Church. This will feature lunch with homemade vegetable beef soup, chicken noodle soup, and assorted pies, a cookie walk where you can select from dozens of beautifully decorated Christmas cookies, on an assortment of trays at only $12 per pound, bakery items including candies, creative homemade crafts perfect for gift giving, and door prizes with something for all ages. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, December 6th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the Phillips United Methodist Church. Low barrier access to food and care items makes up something called the Hope Fridge. Lisa Hale reports.
The Hope Fridge returns to Oshkosh. It's now nestled under a tree in a corner outside of Trinity Episcopal Church on Algoma Boulevard. A coalition of nonprofit organizations, churches, Winnebago County Public Health, and many dedicated volunteers came together to fill the gaps for those facing food insecurity in the area. The Hope Fridge is a mutual aid service operating on the simple principle, take what you need, leave what you can. This public fridge, freezer, and pantry offer a safe and easily accessible space where anyone can access food anytime. Father Chris Corbin is the rector at Trinity Episcopal Church, and he said hosting the Hope Fridge satisfies part of the church's mission.
We are very committed to being with those who are on the margins of society. That is something that is part of our identity. And so all of that is to say that we believe profoundly in grace. And so any ways that we can live into and extend that grace to others are really important for us.
Support for the Hope Fridge comes from more than just nonprofits and community volunteers. Oshkosh City Manager Rebecca Grill.
Too often we speak about somebody needs to do something. And all of you are the somebodies for the city, for those people that need just some help. You're helping to preserve their dignity, their self-respect.
Corbin said the Hope Fridge will need help from the community.
We really do want this to be an entirely community-owned project, but we can always stand to have more people stop by and drop off food.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Preparing for a big game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers and Bears getting ready for a now important face-off Sunday at 3:25 for control of the NFC North. The Bears in first place, having won 5 in a row, but Chicago quarterback Caleb Williams downplaying the hype.
You know, we have no expectation other than to go in, work hard, give our best effort on Sundays, try and come out victorious. Other than that, you know, the outside noise, everybody's expectations, everybody's thoughts, everybody, you know, we could care less.
How much has Caleb Williams improved in his second year? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's done a great job. He's playing, he's kind of like a magician back there in terms of his escapability.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the first-place Detroit Pistons. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the last-place Wizards. Giannis Antetokounmpo over the weekend erasing nearly any references to the Bucks or Milwaukee on his social media accounts, including Twitter and Instagram, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny but cold today. We're going to start in the teens this morning. We're going to drop down to around 5 to 8 degrees by later this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy and very cold, 10 to 15 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.